Track 4, From L.A. to Norfolk. Actor Harry Van Gorkum has had roles in some of the most famous TV shows of all time, including Friends and Seinfeld. During lockdown, he moved to Norfolk and has got to know the county by photographing its beautiful coast and countryside.
"I get recognised in the strangest places," laughs Harry Van Gorkum. For almost 30 years, Harry lived in Los Angeles, working as an actor alongside running a photography business. He moved back to the UK during the pandemic and has made his home in mid-Norfolk. His CV includes some of the biggest shows in TV. He's had guest roles in Seinfeld, 24, CSI, The Nanny and more, and has appeared in films alongside legends including Bruce Willis, Sylvester Stallone, Jackie Chan and George Clooney. So it's little wonder that he might seem familiar. But it's his role in Friends, a show that, more than 20 years on from its last episode, is still winning new generations of fans, which tends to cause people to do a double take. Harry appeared in the episode, the one where Joey tells Rachel, playing Monica's soulmate Don, aka the cheese guy, "During lockdown, I was buying second-hand stuff for the house, and I went to pick up a piano for my daughter," he says. "It was when we were all wearing masks, and it was a porch handover. I get back to my car, and my phone goes ping, and there's a message from the seller saying, 'My husband thinks I'm mad, but did I just sell the piano stand to the cheese guy from Friends?'" he says. "How did she recognize me? She only saw my masked face for 10 seconds. When Harry and his family were choosing where to make their new home in the UK, they wanted somewhere with the coast within easy reach. Harry enjoys surfing and being out on the water. Norfolk fitted the bill, and it was an area that he knew well, having holidayed on the Broads with his parents and siblings when he was growing up. 'I've always had this dreamy love of Norfolk as a place, which is just one big holiday,' he says. Since moving to Muttishall near Dereham, he's been enjoying getting better acquainted with the county, photographing the coast. He's walked the North Coast Path, is a seal warden at Winterton, and Cromer has become a favourite destination. He also explores the Broads in his kayak. 'I've never been happier than in Norfolk. It's one of those very strange places that feels like, in the right way, you're living on an island off the coast of England,' he says. 'When you leave Cambridgeshire and arrive in Norfolk, it feels as if you're leaving everything else behind. As a photographer, he loves working with Norfolk's special light, big skies with their Turner-esque clouds and textures, and the resulting pictures have a painterly quality to them. Being here has really rekindled my love of landscape photography,' he says. He works in colour and black and white, and uses either a Nikon D500 or a Fuji X-T2. An exhibition of images of Norfolk and from his travels around America was recently held at Harrods of Hingham Community Gallery. Harry had enjoyed photography at school, but he started experimenting with it more to fill his downtime when he was away from home on film shoots. 'The joy of being an actor is that you get to go to places that you don't expect to go to or people wouldn't go to. And when you're on location, you've got a lot of time on your hands,' he says. 'I did a film called The Last Legion, and we were in a tiny village in Slovakia for 2 months near this castle called Spiš. It's not really a place that tourists would go to. So I would go and explore with my camera. And from there, wherever I went, my camera went with me. In America, it got bigger. I had a commercial photo business, and I also did architectural photography.' It's wonderful to hear about Harry's enthusiasm for photographing his adopted home county. And it's a treat to hear anecdotes about his showbiz career. Harry didn't formally train as an actor, but ended up on stage as part of his university degree in theatre studies and English, and found that he enjoyed it. 'I'm quite outgoing. I'm not scared of an audience, so I never found acting daunting,' he says. He left university and became a journalist. He worked in Birmingham for 3 years before moving to London, but he didn't feel like it was his calling. And fate intervened. 'I had an interview in Chiswick, and during it I was asked if journalism was what I really wanted to do. When I said I wanted to be an actor, they suggested that I should introduce myself to the acting agent on the floor down. So I did, and they signed me. I went back to my editor, said, "I'm leaving next week," and that was it. Early roles included parts in much-loved homegrown TV series Boone, The Bill, and Brushstrokes. Then he moved to LA. It wasn't really planned. I went there to look for work as an actor because I wasn't getting the work that I wanted over here and stubbornly thought it would work in America, he says. I went there with not much on my CV, but I've been very lucky. I got an agent quite fast who believed in me. Then I worked and worked and worked. And suddenly, LA was home. He says he will probably write a book about his adventures in America at some point. Even though I was in America for 28 years, my American accent is pretty abysmal. So there was me in America auditioning for all these shows as an American when there were Americans around me who could do it better, he says. A lot of the time I would walk into an audition and ask if there was any way the character could be English because he's arrogant or he's snooty and they'd say to try it. That's what happened with Seinfeld and Friends. It sounds as if the Friends audition was a real whirlwind. Usually after an audition, it's a case of going home and waiting for the phone to ring. But on Friends, if you got the part, you'd be straight onto the set. Harry had his Friends audition in the morning and then was due to take his American driving test in the afternoon. But it ended up taking a back seat to hanging out in Central Perk with the gang. His character Don was dating Phoebe, but had much more in common with Monica, much to Chandler's annoyance. The dressing rooms were all above the actual stages. You've got Central Perk and the apartments down below, he says. I was in my dressing room, and then 10 minutes later there was a knock on the door, and there's Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston saying, "Hello, I'm Courtney, and hello, I'm Jennifer." They were the most normal, nicest people in the world. They were very professional, very welcoming, and it was a lovely atmosphere. Harry still has the script from the episode he appeared in. His daughters and their friends watch the show on a loop, and if he gets asked for an autograph, he signs a photocopy of the script cover for them. When Harry appeared in Seinfeld as Craig, a salesman who is dating Elaine, in the episode The Wigmaster, it was the biggest show on American TV. I call that my university of comedy acting, because when you work with those people, you learn so much, says Harry. It was terrifying. Again, that part was written American, and I did it English because he's basically a snooty clothing salesman, and we all know those people in those kinds of stores. I did the audition for the casting director, and then the three of us had to walk across the Universal lot to another office, and there was Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David sitting in a room, and we had to audition for them. I did it, and they laughed at what I was doing. I walked out of there thinking, I don't care if I get the part. I made Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld laugh. I'm a happy man. There was still another hurdle to get over, however. The table read in front of the show's producers and writers. You read the script to see if it works, and to see if the beats are right, and what joke soars, and what won't land. And some people get fired from that, because if it doesn't work on the table read, then they do a recast. I was sitting there with four of the best comedy actors in the world, and I'm looking round thinking, I can't mess this up. I watched the episode back now, and I don't remember doing any of it. I think I just went into this zone and came out the other end, and I don't know what I did in the middle. Michael Richards, who played Kramer, was incredible because you look at the script and there's no comedy there. And then he walks in the room and does something, and it's hysterical. I was incredibly lucky to have the chance to be on those shows and to work with those people. Harry describes his dual creative career as the best of both worlds. At the moment, I'm not travelling much. My children are at that age when I don't want to be away for months on a film set. I'm very happy to be a working actor and have a normal life. And when I'm not working, they call it resting, which is a silly expression, I have time to go and do my photography. So it fits hand in hand. See Harry's fine art black and white work at lightscapestudio.uk and his colour work at photovango.uk. Follow his adventures in Norfolk at youtube.com at Harry Van Corkum 7782.